WHDD presents Susan Says.
Well, it's been a busy few weeks, good and bad. First, the good. I saw 80 for Brady, the fun movie with a few older gals, Jane Fonda, Lily Tomlin, Sally Field, and the 91-year-old Rita Moreno, who looks ageless. I was a little worried that they would make them look silly or oversexed, whatever, but it was done with moderation, honesty. It was a good time. Thanks, filmmakers. Hopefully and gladly, several more children and others were rescued from that earthquake in Turkey. Wonderful to see. After all that time, too, it's amazing. With no air, no food, no water, that's really good. Here's some more good. Fox News, the arm of MAGA, is being sued by Dominion Voting, and a lot of those jerk pretend reporters are personally getting sued for lies. It looks bad. Yay, lots of emails saying Giuliani is crazy, Trump is lying. They knew it, folks, but they kept the lie going. Ivanka are being subpoenaed to the grand jury. Okay. Now to get to the big orange slob already. I mean it. I cannot take watching any more TV, hearing his name, seeing his face, seeing that hair. Haven't we suffered enough? By the way, he went to Palestine in Ohio, probably thinking it was the Middle East. And then he gave bottles of water that he bought from himself. So he made him, oh, please, I can't. I just can't. Bad news. That publicity-seeking nut job foreperson of the Georgia jury is doing a lot of interviews and speaking out dangerously and stupidly, and that's going to give the prosecution some problems. Why is this allowed? She wants her 15 minutes of fame. Get her off. Sad news. Raquel Welch, icon of our time, someone I really liked, I always liked. She passed at the age of 82. From what they're not saying, it was a short illness, but she was gorgeous, sexy, smart too. She had a long career. One of the best gals of my time. I really felt this personally. I'm not sure why. More bad news. The Ukraine, still terrible, killing. Russia is not backing off. It's a one-year anniversary of that destruction. More mass killings in America. Yeah, and now another nut job running down people in Florida and killing a child. 83 mass shootings this year. It's not even March. Come on, Congress, get rid of guns. So much anger, so much death, so bad. I wish I could think of something really good to cheer us up. Sad to say, I can't. Oh, but this is funny. The New York Post says men with smaller than average penises were more likely to want to own high-performance sports cars. They did a study. Okay, well, they manipulated them. They experimented. They told them that they had smaller you-know-whats. And then they found out that the result was they bought more cars. They manipulated them. Oh, I love it. Anyway, okay, that's good. Bye.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.